So for this process, if you have time and if you can, I'd invite you to set up a sacred space. Candles. Awesomeness. Maybe some flowers. And when that is ready, make sure you have privacy. And also, you're going to be self-pleasuring. So if you want your jade egg, a dildo, lube, body-friendly oil, gather anything that you need for a really amazing self-pleasure practice. And I invite you to start seated. Taking a few deep breaths, centering into your body. And you're going to feel that this is a sacred space. You can feel a ring of white light surrounding your practice space. And you can call in any protector energies, angels, beings who watch over and protect humans who do these sacred practices. You can feel a golden bubble surrounding you in your practice space, giving yourself that experience of being deeply and profoundly protected. Next, you're going to decide, what do you want? What are you creating with this sex magic? And once that's clear, I invite you to develop a clear vision with your eyes closed of what it will look like when you have it and what you will experience. So seeing very, very clearly what you will see and what you will experience when you have what you want. And now I want you to clearly state that this desire will manifest in alignment with the good of all beings. And just feel in your body if this is true, if it can manifest in alignment with the good of all beings. Only if you get a yes, a feeling that this sex magic and your desire can manifest in alignment with the good of all beings should you move forward. If you have a feeling that it can't, then rework your desire until you get the feeling that it can. And now you're going to begin the pleasure part of this practice. So I'm going to invite you to turn yourself on, however that works for you. And you can pause this audio and give yourself as much time as you need. You can play music, you can self-pleasure, you can stroke your body. And just remember, you can have anything from like lusty, passionate turn on and desire to just a positive vibration of love and energy. So give yourself that space now, and when you feel the buildup of that energy, you can go ahead and press play again. And now as you continue to pleasure yourself, you're going to swirl this energy through your root chakra. So if you are a woman or identify as a woman, you're going to do this swirling through your vagina, your cervix, or the energy of your cervix, and your whole pelvic floor. If you're a man, you're going to do this swirling through your pelvic floor, your testicles, and your penis. And feeling the energy swirling and swirling. You keep building it by self-pleasuring. And feeling the energy swirl and become the vibration of this chakra. And now you're going to swirl the energy through your second chakra. So between your hips, through your lower belly, through your womb and ovaries, or the energy of your womb and ovaries, through your sacrum. And as you build this pleasure, this turn on, feeling it now convert into the resonant frequency of your second chakra. And now moving the energy through your third chakra. So inhaling the pleasure, the turn on the energy, and allowing it to swirl through your navel, your solar plexus, your upper stomach. And now feeling the energy swirl through your heart, your breasts, your chest. Feeling the energy convert to love, joy, compassion, the resonant frequency of the fourth chakra. And now feeling the pleasure, the turn on, rotate through your throat, activating your voice. and feeling the energy rotate through your brain, your third eye, your whole head. Feeling the turn on pleasure and energy convert to the resonant frequency of your third eye. And feeling the energy rotate at your crown, converting into a high frequency energy. And now building your pleasure to a peak state. This could just be peak energy or peak pleasure. It could be an orgasmic state. And as you feel the rush and flow of this pleasure and this turn on through every single chakra, you're going to send it from your crown out into the universe. And as you do this, visualizing what you are creating. Now feel the energy come back down, chakra through chakra, from your crown all the way to your feet. And feeling this creation, this desire becoming real through every part of your body. You are walking it, creating it, taking action around it. And feel that the deepest parts of your body, mind, are in alignment. They can say yes to this desire. And now take some time to relax, to integrate, to journal. And remember that you can repeat this sex magic as often as you like. And you can do it for the same desire over and over again. Remember, energy work never takes the place of real-world action. You want to combine the two. Feel that you're clearing the way energetically. You're allowing the deepest parts of your unconscious to feel aligned with, and a big yes to having what you desire. So thank you so much for sharing this sex magic practice. Remember to always use it in alignment with the good of all beings. And if you want to do further work with me, feel free to check out my courses at the Tantric Institute for Integrated Sexuality and my year-long sex, love, and relationship coaching certification, where you can be certified to teach these exact practices with others. And using the sex magic over and over and over again to bring action and energy together.